The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. First things first, I invite you to follow me as I read 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. In this third chapter of 1 Timothy, we have the qualifications for elders and deacons. Listen to this verse in particular. And let these also first be proved, and let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. As we said, this third chapter of 1 Timothy gives the qualifications of elders and deacons. This list of qualifications was put here not as optional guidelines, but as that which should be followed. Verse 2 starts out by saying that an elder or a bishop, meaning the same thing, must be thus and so, as he follows in giving the qualifications. In the original language of the New Testament, the Greek word here for must is the same word that is found in John 3:7, where Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto you, ye must be born again." In other words, this is a pretty strong word. It's pretty strong language. According to Acts 20, verse 28, men from Ephesus had been made overseers or bishops or elders by the Holy Spirit. One aspect involved in this is in meeting the qualifications laid down by the Holy Spirit, and especially today in the Spirit-inspired Word. Prospective elders and deacons must meet these qualifications, these prerequisites first, as he says here. Then they are to be tested and tried to prove that they actually do have them. Like he said, and let these, the deacons also, as well as the elders, first be proved. Paul admonished the evangelist Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins, keep thyself pure. Yes, first things first. Perhaps we should say a word or two about what is called bishops and deacons here. He said, if any man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work, and then he mentions deacons. In Philippians, we read in 1:1 where Paul greets the people who are called the bishops and the deacons in the church at Philippi with all the saints. The word bishop simply means overseer. Same word is found in the 20th chapter of Acts, verse 28, when he speaks that they had been made overseers. That's the same word that is rendered bishops. And there were several bishops or overseers in each local church. Not one bishop over many churches, but many bishops over one church, or as they are also called, elders. And, of course, they are assisted by men who are called deacons or servants. And the qualifications are given here. And he says they first must be proved. These qualifications must be in their lives. I'm afraid today when we get into this matter of the deacon, there are many misunderstandings here. The word deacon simply means a servant. Today we have one man who is called the minister. Lots of times he's a clergyman. And this simply is the same word in the original language that is translated deacon. And the word minister is not referring to a ecclesiastical office as such in the New Testament, but as a servant in a general sense. But we want to get back to what the Bible actually says about the bishops, called elders, and deacons, and they actually must meet these qualifications before they are set aside to this office of work. Yes, this subject deserves further study, but let's remember, he says here, let these also first be proved. First things must come first, and then we go from there to do what God wants us to do. I thank you for listening today.